And now, a highlight from Animal Radio on iHeartRadio.
We welcome back to the show Stanley Coren, who wrote the book Do Dogs Dream? And it has nearly everything your dog wants you to know. Okay, let's get down to brass and tacks. Obviously, the book Do Dogs Dream? That's the first question.
Yes.
Do dogs dream?
Well, the reason that people care about this is, you know, in part because we just want to get inside those little furry heads.
Oh, you bet.
Going
yeah.
on. But in part, you know, psychologists really care about it because if dogs dream, then it means they probably have consciousness because dreaming is just a conscious event. And so easiest way to bring a whole bunch of psychologists out into the hallway all yelling and screaming at one another is just to stand out there and say, dogs have consciousness. But anyway, it does turn out to be the case that dogs dream. And we know this for a whole bunch of reasons. Okay, there's a special marker which you get when an individual goes out and begins, when an individual goes to sleep and begins to dream. And that what happens is the eyes begin to move behind the closed eyelids, and they move in very systematic ways. You know, if you are awakened and people, you know, you say, what was happening while I was dreaming about a tennis match? In fact, if you looked at the eye movements, the person's eyes were swinging back and forth and that sort of thing. So it looks as though we actually use our eye movements to watch what we're dreaming. So these rapid eye movements are a marker for dreaming. Sort of almost every time when you wake somebody up and they have those rapid eye movements, they're dreaming. And dogs do have the rapid eye movements. For human beings, we tend to dream maybe about 20 minutes out of every 90 minutes or something like that. But for dogs, you know, the average dog, if you watch him, when he goes to sleep, first his breathing is going to become very regular, and then his breathing is going to become a little bit irregular, and he'll start to twitch a little bit, and then if you look at his eyes, you'll see his eyes flicking back and forth, so he'll be dreaming. For the average dog, you know, he'll dream, let's say, about 3 minutes or something like that out of, you know, every 25 or so minutes. But there's a neat little thing having to do with dogs, and that is smaller dogs have more dreams, but they're shorter, and bigger dogs have longer dreams, but they're more widely spaced. So a little pug-type dog is going to have maybe a one-minute dream every 10 minutes, and a big St. Bernard is going to have maybe a four-minute dream every 45 minutes. Why is that?
Yeah.
The boss never told me why he set this thing up like that. but we do know one thing, which is very important, and I think this is something people seem to be very curious about, and that is, what is it the dogs dream about?
Yeah, bones?
You know, sometimes we think we know. I mean, when dogs, you know, legs are twitching and he, you know, it looks like he's running after something or something like that. And in fact, we now know that dogs dream doggy things. So, you know, pointers point at dream birds, and, you know, Doberman pinschers chase dream burglars.
My dog seems to be distressed. She's whining. She's crying. Should I wake her up when she's having a dream like that?
No. Would you wake up your child?
If they were screaming, I would think that they would have a nightmare.
You see, the thing is that the off switch is not perfect on some dogs. So you're just catching a little bit of this sort of, you know, acting out. And it's not good to wake up individuals when they're dreaming because we need a certain amount of dream time. And, you know, there's other stuff going on over there. I mean, you know, let's not get too psychological about this. But one of the important things which happens during dreams is that's when you actually set down the memories for the day before. So, you know, it's good to sort of let that dreaming go.
Do you think dogs dream about love?
Well, I'll tell you. We can ask the question, do dogs love? I mean, that's an easier one.
Well, that's we just got that from Blair. She just tweeted us, and she says, does my dog love me?
Ah, well, you know, you can tell Blair that, in fact, the dog has all the apparatus associated with love. That is to say, we know that when individuals are expressing love and that sort of thing, we get a surge in a biochemical called oxytocin. And dogs get that, too. And dogs get that around individuals that they really care about.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it depends on the kind of love which you're talking about. And if you're talking about sort of companionate love, where the dog, you know, really feels comfortable and safe and warm and that sort of thing around you, the answer is yes.
So you're talking about consciousness. Does that mean that when our dog looks at herself in the mirror, she knows who she's looking at?
Nope.
No, okay.
Nope. People always ask about that. You got to understand that for human beings, you know, mirrors are very important because we're visual animals, and vision is sort of, you know, the most important sense for us. But the case of dogs, well, you know, for dogs, the major sense is smell. It's not vision. And one of the things which you can say about mirrors is they don't have any smell. So, you know, a new puppy or something like that, first time they're seeing something in a mirror, might in fact treat that as though it's another dog. Now, can dogs recognize themselves sort of in the doggy equivalent of a mirror? Well, the answer is yes. And there's a marvelous, I think it's a heroic experiment, which was run by a wonderful guy by the name of Mark Beckoff, who is an evolutionary biologist in Colorado. Mark recognized that dogs' major sense is smell. So what he did was he would take his dog out to a sort of nice Colorado winter, and he would run ahead of the dog and gather yellow snow. Now, some of that yellow snow was from his own dog, and some of it was from other dogs. And then he'd monitor, you know, what happened. He'd run up further along and deposit this yellow snow. That's why I said this is pretty heroic. And he would monitor what his dog did when he hit those patches of yellow snow. And when it was his own yellow snow, he paid almost no attention to it. But when it's other dogs, he paid a lot of attention to it. So clearly he recognized what was his and what was other dogs.
What about TV? There's all kinds of videos that, you can go away and during the day you put on this video for your dog and they won't have separation anxiety. They'll be watching other dogs sniffing. It's at their level video. Can they even see TV?
Oh yeah, it has to be a real dog or a real animal that they're watching. They don't pay any attention to cartoon dogs.
Good to know.
They're missing out.
Listen for more Animal Radio every Saturday at noon and Sunday at 5 Eastern on XM 166 America's Talk. And go to animalradio.com for more.